You're listening to a podcast from Victory. We play a pivotal role in reaching the next generation. Find out how you can take part in discipling the next generation in week 3 of Enact.
Right now, we are continuing our series. We call that Enact, which means every nation in action. So ito pong series na to, just to let you know, baka wala po kayo last 2 weeks. Ito po yung pinag-uusapan natin about what we value, yung vision and missions po natin as a church. Since the beginning, the Victory started, this has been our desire, and every nation exists, of course, to establish Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible church in the campus and every nation. So kaya nga po, lagi po nating pinapahalagaan to. Every year, meron po tayong ganitong klaseng series. And let me just make a recap. Last week, we talked about church. Again, a church must be Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, and socially responsible. And I thank God that until now, for the past more than 30 years, we are still faithful, and we've been doing this. You know, we want to make sure that Christ is the center of everything that we do, and that it's not just about talents and giftings, but it's all about because of the power of the Holy Spirit that empowers us. Kaya nga po yung mga music team natin, ushering natin, yung lahat ng volunteers natin, at tayo po, it's because of the power of the Holy Spirit that moves us. Okay, and also we are socially responsible. Kaya nga po yun po yung pinag-usapan natin last week. Like Pastor Earl gave a powerful message about compassion. And in line with this, meron po tayong real life. So dito po natin, of course, pinapakita po yung compassionate heart ni Lord. And praise God, it's a privilege to be used by God para po sa mga tao, especially po yung mga nangangailangan. Hindi lang po yung mga less fortunate children or students, but also to those people who needs the Word of God. Kaya nga po, we are called as a socially responsible church para po makatulong at makapagbahagi po ng salita ng Panginoon. And right now, we'll be talking about the campus. As you see, my t-shirt po, FEU po, I came from FEU. Kung makikita nyo po, the least of few FEU will become a mighty nation in the book of Isaiah. So, naka-couple shirt po kami ng asawa ko, naka-FEU din siya. So, classmate po kami before. So, ito po ang pag-uusapan natin. Why? Because this is one of the things that we value sa dito po sa church natin, sa movement natin. In fact, this is where we started. Sa University Belt, doon po tayo nag-start. And ito po yung talagang heartbeat natin. This is our desire. This is our passion. That is why in the next, even next week, ito pa rin po yung pag-uusapan natin, campus. So please, again, invite nyo po lahat ng mga kakilala nyong estudyante para po marinig din nila yung ginagawa po natin. Okay? At this time, I'd like to invite everyone to stand on your feet as we read God's Word today. Acts chapter 16, verse 1 to 5, it says here, Paul came also to Derbe. Siguro naman po, hindi siya nagsabong dito. But he came to Derbe, that's a place of that region, and to Lystra, a disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. He was well spoken of by the brothers at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those places, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. And then in verse 4, as they went on their way through the cities, they delivered to them the observance, the decisions that had been reached by the apostles and elders who were in Jerusalem. Last verse. So the churches were strengthened in the faith, and they increased in numbers daily. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this new day, Lord God, to once again hear your very message, Lord, in this church, Lord God, even for us, Lord, personally. Lord, we pray, God, that may you bless the preaching of your word. May you receive all the glory and honor. May you be the center and the focus, Lord, of our attention, Lord God, this very moment, Lord. We give you praise. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. You know, habang ginagawa ko po tong mensahe na to, you know, I felt like I'm compelled to confess something. Dito po sa kalagitnaan natin. And I'd like to ask, okay lang po ba? I'll make a confession. Okay lang po ba? Sana po hindi po kayo mag-backslide after po ng confession na to. You know, recently po, my family, ito po nga mga nagdaang araw, paggabi po, we are gathering, we gathered every night Okay, just to for one purpose po. Of course, syempre po, nagpe-pray naman po kami pamilya. But every night po, from Monday to Friday, meron po kaming pinagkakabalahan at hindi lang po sila, well, hindi ko alam ko, sad to say, isa po ako doon. At ito po ang pinagkakaabalahan namin. Nag-outwall po kami. Nanonood po kami. Lalo na po yung asawa ko, sobrang kilig na kilig po ang asawa ko dito. So, sino po sa inyo nanonood ng On the Wings of Love? Ayan. Yung asawa ko po, kilig na kilig. Ako naman po, syempre, kinikilig din. Pero pinapakita ko po, lalaki-lalaki pa. So, ganun po ako kiligin. So, medyo parang manly pa din. Yung mga anak ko po, kinikilig din. So, ito po yung mga pinapanood namin. At hindi lang po, I'm sure, meron din po kayong pinapanood pag noon time, yung mga kaliserye. Diba? Mga Aldab. Meron po ba mga Aldab fans dito? Ayan. So, ito po yung mga sinusubaybayan ng tao ngayon. And one time po, kailan ba to? Friday. I was in the gym, medyo lunch po yun. Pinalabas na po yung Aldab. Yung mga kasama ko po, lalaki ng katawan, grabe kiligin. Woo! Talaga, ayaw pakita. Parang ayoko na nga dito, lumabas na ako eh. So, ito po ang pinagkakaabalahan ng tao ngayon. Aldab, may Katniel. Okay, meron din pong mga Liz Quinn. In fact, hindi lang po sila yung nag-aabala dito. Pati po si President Obama, pati po yung North Korean President. Nanonood po sila, yung nagkahiwalay daw po si Aldab. Okay? So, tuwan-tuwa sila. Pero meron pong bago ngayon. Kung di nyo po naitatanong, meron pong sumisikat ngayon na love team. Wala po sinabi si Katniel, si Jaden, Aldab. Meron po ngayon si Jaya. You know, why am I showing these pictures? And why am I saying this? You know, I realize that these are young people. And I realize that somebody believed in them, saw something, and the potentials in them, kaya nga po ngayon, sumisikat po sila. Because someone, probably the producers or talent managers, you know, put so much value in their lives, in the lives of these young people. Because they saw something. Napakahalaga po na makita din po natin as a church, the value, the reason why we need to reach the young people. In fact, nowadays, you know, you might be unaware of it. Pero ngayon po, pag kami mga commercials po tayo sa TV na napapanood, most of them are being portrayed by young people. Even, sad to say, may mga alcoholic drinks po ang ginagamit po ang mga kabataan. At hindi lang po yun. If you're gonna look at your social media, somebody said this, I think around 80% po ang gumagamit ng social media, those 30 years old below. Okay? Ibig po sabihin, napakalaki pong influence ng social media sa mga kabataan. And ito po yung sinasabi natin, FB, IG, okay, Twitter, or everything na ginagamit po natin. So these are a very valid pictures for us to really emphasize and take it seriously para po ma-reach out po natin ang mga kabataan. In fact, I believe all of us here are familiar with MTV. Yung MTV po, the creator of MTV is Bob Pittman himself. Sabi niya pong ganon, if you're gonna reach the young people, okay, you need to, you need to blind them with their logic. And you're gonna win them. You're gonna get them. In fact, somebody asked him, paano mo ma-reach out, paano mo na win ang mga young people, ang next generation. Sabi niya ganon, I'm not shooting for 14 years old because I own them. It means to say, he doesn't care kung 14 years old man yan o 15, 16, 20. Because the truth is, I own them. You know, sad to say, the world nowadays can really get, you know, catch the potentials of our young people. And sad to say, it was for a wrong motive. Now, the question is, could it be possible that yes, while the world see the potentials of our young people of the next generation. How about the church? How about all of us? Believing in God, following Jesus, knows the truth about what is right and wrong. How about us? Are we, could it be possible that we are still unaware of the potentials, of the value, of the worth that the young people have right now in our generation. And this, that is why in this church, kung makikita po natin, lagi po natin sinasabi, be part of a victory group. You know, we really want to encourage everyone to go through one-to-one discipleship. Why? Because it's not just for all of us. If you're a parent, if you're a single professional, if you're a student, it's not just for all of us. But it's actually, it will make a big impact even to the next generation that we are reaching out. Kasi po, pag na-disciple po tayo, nagkaroon tayo ng takot sa Panginoon, then therefore, it will just be passed on. Hindi po mag-stay sa atin yun. And yun po yung vina-value natin. This is us. This is victory. Okay? We're not bragging about who we are, but this is according to the Word of God that God has given us. This is the mandate of the Lord Himself. Now, the question today is, what part do we play? Ano po ang dapat nating gawin as a church? Okay, as a member of this, this big movement, victory. What part do we play? Let me just share with you three things, po, according to the scripture that we've read. First of all, we need to discover their leadership potential. Para po maintindihan natin, why do we need to reach out young people? You know, let me tell you this: the most teachable and trainable people in the world are right there in the campus. Now, the truth is we need to prepare them today instead of preparing them tomorrow. Kailangan ngayon pa lang pinaprepare na natin yung mga estudyante. Discipling them, seeing the potentials in them, instead of tomorrow, i-repair na lang po natin. Kasi ang dami ng ginawang mali, ang dami ng ginawang hindi tama. At, you know, we're not gonna see that if we are preparing them right now. If we're discipling them. The students, right now. By the way, may I ask, if you are a student, would you raise up your hand? May mga estudyante ba dito? Uy, madami. Okay? Kanina sa 1 o'clock, medyo madami din, pero mas marami ngayon. So this is, why we are here. Because of these young people. Because of this generation. Now, you might ask, so ibig ba sabihin, I'm not that young. Hindi na ako ganun kabata, so I'm not that person whom you're talking to about the next generation. So, ano ang papel ko ngayon? Well, all of us here, we play a very vital role, a very important role. It doesn't mean that you are not a student or a next generation leader. Wala na po tayong say dito. Meron po, lahat po tayo dito. Okay? But first, we need to discover their leadership potential. This is how Paul discovered something in the life of Timothy. In verse 1 and 2, sabi pong ganun, Paul came also to Derbe and to Lystra. And then a disciple was there. So you need to realize that Timothy, during this time, on a second missionary journey of Paul, he saw Timothy, who was a disciple already. Now, how would we know that Timothy was a disciple already? Makikita po natin that his mother, named Eunice, at yung grandmother niya po, si Lois, yun po yung unang nakarinig na salita ng Panginoon through the life of Paul on his first missionary journey. Ngayon, ito po yung second missionary journey ni Paul in Acts chapter 16. Kaya po nakita na ni Paul si Timothy kasi nashare na po ng parent niya at saka nung lola niya si Timothy. Therefore, he is a disciple. He is a follower of Christ. He is devoted to Christ. And his name is Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. So, ibig po sabihin, hindi po talaga mananampalataya yung tatay niya. You know, I believe na meron po sa ating ganon. Probably yung isa po, yung nanay or tatay, ang, a Christian. Pero yung the other, yung better half po is still a pre-believer. Okay? Meron po tayo mga ganong situation ngayon. But yet, we still play a very important role by raising up yung mga kids po natin. You know, filling their hearts with the Word of God and seeing the God-given leadership potential in them. Also in verse 2, he was well spoken of by the brothers at Lystra and Iconium. Ibig po sabihin, si Timothy, a disciple, he was well spoken of. Yung surrounding regions po, kilalang kilala po si Timothy. Ibig po sabihin, that gives us a picture of how we can see and really maximize the leadership potential of our young people. You know, the reality is, ngayon po, nowadays, we are preaching God's Word. Especially po, we have youth service every Friday. Okay, every Friday po, if you are a student, of course, you know what I'm talking about. Every Friday, you can see these pictures. Meron po tayong ginagawang youth service wherein every student from every campus gathered, okay, just to worship, read God's Word, study God's Word, and fellowship with other believers. At ito po yung nangyari sa atin every Friday. And around more than 1,000 students attend our youth service every Friday. And among those people, you know, it's our goal, it's our desire to see those people who has this potential, leadership potential. Kaya nga po, we can preach in the campuses God's Word. But you know, the reality is there are those people, yes, they're gonna hear God's Word, but they will not take it into their hearts. Kaya nga po, may mga estudyante po na pagka narinig po nila yung salita ng Panginoon, they will take it into their hearts and they would be willing to be discipled. So, are we saying, so ibig ba sabihin, hindi na tayo magdi-disciple ng mga estudyante? Hindi po. Habang nandito po tayo, we're gonna make disciple of every student in every campus. Yun po yung goal natin. Yun po yung binigay na mandate sa atin ng Panginoon. But yet, we need to recognize, just like Paul, the leadership potential. Those young people who are willing to be discipled, who are willing to go to the next level. Kaya nga po, ang ginagawa po natin ngayon, meron po tayong tinetrain ng mga estudyante po. Ito, this is Kata, one of our student leaders. Siya po yung inayaan natin mag-transition, of course, not every week, but also meron din po tayo si Ben, yung nandito sa right side ko, and si Adele. At meron pa po, ito lang po yung mga some of the pictures, some of the student leaders that we have, that we see potentials in them, and hopefully that one day they'll become campus missionaries as well. Kasi po yung heart po nitong mga estudyanteng to is para sa kabataan din katulad nila. You know, that is who we are. We wanna encourage everyone. Kaya nga po, we want to give them playground. Alam nyo po, pag binigyan natin yung mga kabataan ng playground, of course, we want to teach them the right values. We want to teach them the right way para po sumunod sila sa Panginoon. But then again, we need to be secure enough na hindi po sideline lang yung mga kabataan, but we will let them, okay, na umangat po. Kasi minsan po, may mga thinking po tayo, yung mga tao na, ay mga kabataan, walang gagawin maganda yan. Mga agresibo masyado ang mga kabataan ngayon. But you know what? I believe by the grace of the Lord, God will give us the eye to see who's who. The right people. Of course, we're gonna reach the young people. But then again, there are young people who are so willing, just like Timothy to Paul. Yung tinawag po ni Paul si Timothy, very much willing, a disciple. And nagpa-disciple po siya patuloy kay Apostle Paul. Not just that we need to discover their leadership potential. Kung makikita nyo po yung mga estudyante po na to every Friday, naku, kung makaka-attend lang po kayo, pag every Friday, yung main hall po natin, minsan nilalagyan po natin ng, ano tawag doon? Message kung ano yan, sa screen, no jumping please, kasi talaga nagwawala po yung mga estudyante. Headbang lang. So nilalagay po natin yon para for safety purpose lang po. Ganun po ka-passionate yung mga estudyante natin. Pagka nagpe-praise and worship po mga estudyante natin, pag tumalon, first stanza pa lang, pag bumaba, chorus na. So ganun po, may mga hang time po sa area yung mga kabataan natin. Ganun po sila mag-praise and worship. Ganun po ka-passionate ang mga estudyante natin. That is why we need to discover their leadership potential. And not just that, our role to play is also to father them in the faith. Kailangan po na tulungan po natin sila na lumago sa pananampalataya nila. You know, we're not just gonna leave these children, we're not just gonna leave these young people, you do your own thing. But we need to set an example, set a good role, being a role model to them, so that every time they would approach God, and they will remember you, this is the way I should go. Parang ganun po si Timothy, si Paul kay Timothy, pinapakita niya po kung ano po ang pagiging isang disciple po, kung ano po ang pagiging isang follower ni Jesus Christ. Yun po yung sinabing ganun sa verse 3. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, And he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those places, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. Now, interesting, sabi po dito, Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him. Now, I want you to realize that in 2 Timothy po, I'm going to jump, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10 to 11, you, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness. Ito po yung first missionary journey ni Paul, wherein yung nanay at lola po ni Timothy, na si Eunice at si Lois, na witness po nila yung persecution na inabot ni Paul. Kaya nga po sa verse 11, my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, which persecutions I endured it, yet from them all the Lord rescued me. Now, if we're gonna go back, sabi nga noon, Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him. If you are a parent, at nakita mo kung paano pinersecute si Paul, ngayon yung anak mo i-invite ni Paul sa missionary journey, now what would you think? Probably my son will suffer the same thing. But yet, Paul instructed him and gave him that, you know, stretch yung faith po ni Timothy and even yung parent ni Timothy na si Eunice. Now, what we could see here is that, you know, as long as we believe in the next generation, as long as we have faith in God that God will change this nation, even as of now, sabi pong ganun sa survey, ang laki po ng percentage. I think 70%, if I'm not mistaken, 70% ng voters natin na next year is young people. Ganun po kalaki ang impact. Kaya nga po, we want to strengthen them. We want to put faith in their hearts. And talking about this, just want to let you know kung ano po nangyayari sa ginagawa po natin sa mga estudyante, you know, when we discover their leadership potential and when we instill yung faith po sa heart nila. You know, I want to show you a video para po maintindihan natin ano ba yung magiging papel ko so that I can, you know, I can raise up the next generation, godly next generation of leaders. Can we just watch this video? You know, in that video po, makikita natin that, you know, if we're gonna ask the question again, what role do we play? It's not just about the young people reaching to the generation na katulad po nila. But every one of us in this room, kahit po sabihin natin that we are, you know, we are business people, I don't have time for that. You know, I'm a housewife. You know, I'm busy doing my stuff. You know, medyo senior na ako. Every one of us can play a very important role in reaching out the next generation. You know, just by, you know, explaining to them and reaching out to them. That is why I would like to, you know, take this time to thank every one of you who are praying with us and sending our campus missionaries here in the vicinity of Metro East po. You know, you just don't know the role that you are playing as we reach out the next generation. In fact, hindi nyo lang po nakikita yung mga ginagawa po ng mga campus missionaries natin na every week from Monday to Saturday, pag may campus po, pumupunta po kami ng mga school po para po maibahagi po namin yung salita ng Panginoon. Why? Because we want to father them in the faith. We want them na paglabas po ng campus nila na, you know, they have the fear of the Lord and they will continue to honor God. At ganun din po, pagbalik nila sa mga bahay nila, sa pamilya nila, they will set a good example to their parents, to their siblings. Makikita po ng mga parents nila, bakit ano nangyari sa anak ko? Ano nangyari sa dating disobedient na anak ko, ngayon niyayakap na ako, sinasabihan na ako ng I love you, tinutulungan na ako sa gawaing bahay. Bakit po? Dahil nagsimula po yon when we reach out to the young people, when we preach the good news that it's only Jesus Christ who would change the hearts of the young people. That's why all of us here, we play a very important role, vital role. Kaya po huwag nating sabihin na hindi I'm not the right person. Hindi po. All of us here, we can play an important role. Dahil po mahalaga po sa atin na ma-reach out po ang mga kabataan. Because they are, if we're looking for the right government, good governance in the next 10 years, 20 years, we need to start now. We need to reach out those young people inside the campus. Kasi po sila po yung magiging pinuno po ng bansa natin. So I believe, kung iba po sa atin, hindi, wala na pong pag-asa, parang feeling po natin, wala na pag-asa ang Pilipinas. Hindi po. May pag-asa po ang Pilipinas because of these young people that we are reaching out right now. Amen? At hindi lang po yun that one of the roles that we need to play is also we need to empower them. You know, we need to empower them to change the world. And once we empower them to change the world, you know, makikita po natin that they are making an impact sa mga classmates po nila, sa mga, again, sa pamilya nila, sa mga kaibigan nila. You know, hindi lang po tayo dito. I thank God that, you know, we are raising up new generation of leaders. I'm excited, myself, personally, I'm excited seeing young generations na mga campus missionaries po ngayon. Sa totoo lang po, ito pong team natin ngayon na mga campus missionaries, napakabata po, including, kasama na po ako doon, mga, sa mga bata po, okay? No, huwag na po kayo magtanong kung anong edad ko. Pero mga bata na po ngayon, mga fresh grad, of course, we encourage them to work para po makita nila yung secular work po, kung paano po tumatakbo ang buhay. Then we would encourage them, if they're really being called by God, go through the School of Campus Ministry. And then after that, you know, they're raising up their supports, partnership. And then we're gonna deploy them to every campus. And then we're gonna reach out yung mga estudyante po na yon. At dahil dun po, magkakaroon na naman po tayo ng mga bagong full-time campus missionaries. We're gonna develop. We're gonna see potentials, leadership potentials. Sino dito ang posible na magtuloy, maging campus missionary, probably. And we father them in faith. Of course, we empower them to change the world. Ito po yung sinabi sa verse 4, as they went on their way through the cities, they delivered to them for observance the decisions that had been reached by the apostles and elders who were in Jerusalem. Makita po natin, umikot po sila through the cities. After Paul saw potential in the life of Timothy, fathered him in faith, probably there was a time who Paul rebuked Timothy. But at the same time, habang nag-iikot po sila on that missionary journey, on that second missionary journey of Paul, nakasama po si Silas, ine-empower niya po si Timothy. Kaya nga po dito sa ministry natin, makikita niyo po, last week, Dean was here. Tama ba, Pastor Earl? Dean. Si Dean po is our leader po natin dito sa Victory Metro East Campus Missionary. Kaya nga po makikita natin, marami po nagtatanong, bakit sa Victory ang babata ng mga pastors? Of course, ako lang ba yung Pastor Earl? Kasama ka ba doon? Dalawa tayo, di ba? But ang babata ng mga pastors? Nagugulat po yung mga ibang body of church, body of Christ po, yung mga churches. Kahit saan ako pumunta ng Victory, bakit ganon? Bakit yung mga tumatayo, nagpipreach ang babata? Why? Because we believe in young people. We believe that empowering them, giving them playground, giving them, you know, opportunity to lead. Bakit po? Kasi ito po, dito po tayo tinawag ng Panginoon. Parang ganun po si Paul kay Timothy. He gave. We're not gonna hold into this position. Hindi po tayo positional. If somebody will take my position, it's okay. Because I believe that God is putting me to another place. And God is raising up another leader. And probably younger than I. And I know, I'm thankful. Every time I see young people rising up into the plate. Bakit po? Kasi po, ito po yung mga kabataan na ni-reach out natin. And then in verse 5, so the churches were strengthened in the faith and they increased in numbers daily. So makita po natin that, you know, the church increased. When Luke wrote this book of Acts, this was actually written to show us kung paano po nag-grow ang church during that time in the early church. At sabi ng ganun din po sa 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5 to 7, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, Paul talking to Timothy, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. That's our desire. That's our hope. You know, we're, as parents, we're gonna raise our children godly, na may takot po sa Panginoon. Tutulungan po natin sila magbasa ng Bible, magpray. Hindi po natin sila ayahan. Sige, bahala ka na. Kung ano gusto mong gawin, umuwi ka na madaling araw, okay lang. Hindi po. We're gonna take care of them. We're gonna value them. Kung hindi ka pa parent dito, single professional ka, you know, by helping out, yun po yung sa nakita nating video, professional, single. Helping out. If you need to disciple a student, disciple them. Tulungan natin sila makakilala sa Panginoon. And then in verse 6, for this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. And for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. You know what? You know, the world, the young people today are in need of someone who will father them. Of someone who will take care and see potentials in them. Because ngayon po sa mundo ngayon, ang daming pong mga kabataan na hindi alam ang gagawin. They are timid. You know, they lack self-control. Kaya nga po yung sinasabi ni Paul dito kay Timothy, God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but spirit of power. And I believe every one of us gagamitin po ng Panginoon. That's why our church is multi-generational. Hindi po natin pwedeng sabihin, ah, ang victory, puro young people lang yan. Hindi po. You know, even kung mag-a-attend tayo ng 9 o'clock service, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock service, makikita natin yung mga senior leaders po natin nandoon. Pero pinapakita po natin still yung value of reaching out the next generation. This is who we are. Last scripture that I want to read. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 to 17. Therefore, I urge you to imitate me. Not me. Paul was talking about this. For this reason, I am sending you to you, Timothy, my son, whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. Paul was about to send Timothy in the church of Corinth because he knew Timothy will make a big impact. Na-raise up niya po si Timothy. And then in verse 17, he will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church. You know, as I close, again, the challenge for all of us here, the question that I asked at the beginning of this message, could it be possible that as of this time, we are still unaware of the potentials, of the value, of the worth of our young people? Now's the time that we need to act. We need to do something about it. Let us redeem our young people. Let us snatch them from the hands of the enemy. Yung mga drugs, yung mga sindikato ng mga drugs, yung mga you know, yung mga problema, yung mga fraternities. I'm sorry if this is who you are, but there are fraternities na somehow nagiging mali na yung objective. But you know, we need to snatch them and bring them for the purpose and for the honor of God. And we need to start now. We need to value. We need to prepare them today rather than repairing them tomorrow. We need to do something. Can we just pray right now? Let us dedicate ourselves before God. Commit ourselves and these young people to God. Just bow down your heads and close your eyes. Lord, we are here today, God, humbling ourselves before you, Lord God. Lord, we pray, God, right now. Lord, give us the burden, give us the desire, God, to reach out to the young people. Lord, for we know, Lord God, that you have a future, Lord, of these students. Lord, we ask, Lord, that make us sensitive, Lord. Lord, to see, Lord, the grace that you have given to them. Help us, Lord God, not to despise young people, but to love them, take care of them, invest in their lives. Lord, we pray, we ask God, Lord, we even repent, Lord God, if there are times, Lord, we utter things such as, Lord, walang, yung mga kabataan ngayon, wala nang, Lord, wala nang mapupuntahan. Lord, we pray, God, change our thoughts, Lord, change our hearts right now, Lord. Help us to see, Lord God, what you are doing in the campuses, in the lives of our young people. Lord, we lift to you, God, all the students. If you're a student, would you raise up your hand? I want to pray. I want to pray for you if you're a student in this place. Lord, I want to lift to you, God, these students. God, I thank you. Lord, for I know, God, that you're going to use them to make an impact, Lord, in their generation, that they will never compromise, Lord, they will say no to ungodliness, but they will say yes, Lord, to your righteousness. God, I pray, God, that you're going to set them free from all the bondage of the works of the enemy, Lord God, that is trying to pull them. But Lord, I pray that you would protect them, Lord God. Wherever they go, whatever they do, be with them, Lord, and empower them by your Holy Spirit, Lord. God, I speak blessing upon them, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let's give God a big, big hand. Thank you.